But we're going to move on from television to literature. Of course, in Bradford, we like to do things differently. And our cultural offer, as I was chatting to Gideon Seymour about earlier on in Drive, is second to none. So how exciting is it that the weekend after next, we're going to have the Bradford Literature Festival. New festival. It's going to be a unique literature festival. Oh, yes, unique. Saima Aslam is one of the co-directors of the festival. She's on the line to tell us more. Hi, Saima.
Hi.
Hi, thanks ever so much for joining us. So,
thank you.
Tell us why this is a unique literature festival in Bradford.
Oh, well, it's unique because Bradford itself is unique. And what we've tried to do with the festival is to program it so it actually caters to everybody within Bradford. So it's quite a diverse program, looking to cater to all the different communities in Bradford. And it's a first for the UK as well, because there's nothing out there at the moment that sort of curates a festival in quite this way.
So you're tying up a number of different things, aren't you, into the festival? And you're going to have quite a lot of current topics being discussed.
Yes, we are. I mean, obviously, we've got all the literature, the traditional literature topics, but we are actually programming debates in there as well and discussions. So, for example, of course, today is referendum. So mm-hmm. Next week we'll be having a discussion which is about identity in contemporary Britain in the wake of the Scottish referendum.
Mm-hmm.
We're also having a panel discussion which examines the roots of the conflict in the Middle East. Obviously, that's been a big news story recently.
And that's a really interesting one, because you're actually going to be doing that from the synagogue, aren't you? From the very historic synagogue in Manningham.
We've actually got an event at the synagogue on the Sunday, which is the sacred poetry event. And that one is actually about having poetry and sacred music from different faith traditions held in one sacred space. So the space that we're using this year is the synagogue, because it's the oldest in the north of England. Obviously, there's a big Jewish heritage in Bradford, which is, in a way, quite forgotten now. So we thought it would be apt to start with the synagogue. The next year, it will be at the cathedral. But this year, we have artists. We have Jewish artists,
mm-hmm.
Muslim, Hindu, Sikh, Christian. So it's actually the full mix.
Because, of course, that synagogue as well, a really great story, wasn't there? Because it was in danger of closing about a couple of years ago, and the local Muslim community came together with the Jewish community to save the synagogue.
Yes, and it's a lovely building.
It's fabulous.
It's really one of the gems of Bradford. Beautiful, beautiful building. Mm. I have to say, shamefully, I hadn't been inside it until it was pointed out to me by my co-director, Inna Qureshi, who's a complete whiz on all the local history. Mm. And I went inside, and it's just such a lovely building, and it would have been a real shame if it had closed.
Yeah.
That was another thing. We wanted to actually, bring it into use as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So it'd be great to program the poetry event there.
So there's some quite serious things you mentioned. There's also kind of other end of the stuff you're going to have, creative crime writing. I see you've even got fashion blogging in association with the college where I went to college, the London College of Fashion.
That's right. We have Rina Lewis, who's an Arts Constantini Professor at the London College of Fashion, which is obviously part of the University of the Arts London. And she does a lot of work, obviously, around fashion, but also faith. And we thought it'd be really interesting to do something around that.
Mm.
So basically, there's a panel discussion, which is writing fashion, styling faith, making communities, which is all about how people who do have an inclination towards faith adapt high street fashion.
Wow.
So that they can actually wear the latest trends, but actually in a way that fits in with their religious beliefs as well.
Wow. You really are groundbreaking with this, aren't you? You really are tying up a lot of different things.
We are. We didn't think there was actually any point in doing this and off, but yet another literature festival. There are lots of literature festivals out there. Obviously, we have Ilkley on the doorstep and lots of people doing all the traditional forms of literature. And what we wanted to do was we wanted to do something different, do things that would engage people in a different way. So, like I said, we've got all the authors and all the rest of it, and then we have the bigger festival in May next year. You'll see the full range. But what we wanted to do with the launch weekend next week is to actually just give people a taste of the kinds of things that they can expect from the Bradford Literature Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the events. And
Fab.
Faith, identity, migration, these are all things that they can look at. Yeah. It's very apt.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to shy away from that.
No, absolutely not. So people can go to bradfordliteraturefestival.co.uk, find out more and book on there.
Absolutely, they can. And they can follow us on Twitter at bradfordlitfest.
Okay.
Keep up to date with all the different things that are going to be going on.